This is the ultimate first act of free will. How do you wish to learn? The question continues in every one of your life situations. It is the eternal question. It is the longest-running show on Broadway, so to speak. No matter what situation, no matter what moment, the Garden of Eden question continues and continues and continues. Each time the opportunity in every circumstance in miniature is, will you choose the way of doubt and fear, or will you choose the tree of wisdom? The tree of life, of knowledge, of truth, of wisdom, is an opportunity. An archetypical question. Adam and Eve, the male and female principles within the Garden of Eden, took the apple symbolically and misused knowledge. Their choice was to misuse knowledge, and therefore they created shame. That was not part of the human design up to that point. The misuse of knowledge, of truth, of wisdom, produced embarrassment and shame. That gave rise to guilt. Guilt gave rise to fear, and so began the evolution of the human species. The decision to take the apple was a decision of the highest order of evolution, an order that cannot be conceived or even grappled with in the same context that we would use to understand a human decision. To speak of decisions in terms of an individual human life, or in the terms of a larger body of individual human lives, is very different from speaking about how the role of evolution and learning began billions of years ago with the human species. The decision to take the apple in the Garden of Eden story does not refer to one decision that was made by two humans who really existed in such a setting. It was not a decision such as you or I make in terms of, do I choose this or that? The Garden of Paradise story describes the beginning of the whole experience of Earth and the human species. It refers to principles of energy that were brought to bear upon larger bodies of group consciousness that had stress, that had formation energies, creation energies. In their process of forming their own polarities, polarities that would become the polarities of the human experience, doubt and fear stood opposing to trust and light, and so they came into being. Yet, it is not inappropriate to understand the Garden of Eden story in terms of human choices between doubt and fear on the one hand and wisdom on the other, because the choice to learn through wisdom or through doubt and fear is very much a part of every single challenge that every single human comes up against within every minute of every day. And this challenge reflects the dynamics that, at the larger level of evolution, were brought to bear upon our evolution. This brings us to the relationship between choice, light, and physical reality.